Work. Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
YouTube says they've suspended the monetization of Russell Brand's channel for violating their creator responsibility policy. It comes in the wake of media allegations about the comedian. Russell Brand has denied all allegations and has blamed conspiracy theories on his social media accounts.
To me, or at least it feels to me, like there's a serious and concerted agenda to control these kind of spaces and these kind of voices. And I mean my voice along with your voice.
A third of staff have been cleared out from a Met police unit in a major overhaul. The force was singled out in a damning review by Baroness Louise Casey last year. Lawrence Taylor, who's the Deputy Assistant Commissioner at the Met Police, says an unhealthy work culture had developed in the units. And thousands of NHS consultants from the British Medical Association are on strike across England in a dispute over pay. Consultants will also walk out tomorrow, when they'll also be joined by junior doctors from the BMA in the first joint strike in the history of the NHS. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Sophia Lewis-Hobbs.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £70 million.
Oh, that calls for a dance, Dermot. Do you know the robot?
I'm a little rusty.
You've still got it.
Never lost it.
You're a machine.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Coming up, Africa in Focus.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
If you've had a cough for 3 weeks or more, don't just ignore it. A cough that lasts 3 weeks or more could be a sign of cancer. It's probably nothing serious, but finding cancer early makes it more treatable. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice. Help us help you.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Africa in Focus.
Africa in Focus is sponsored by Dermadew Lotion. Visit dermashark.co.uk.
Colorful
Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, or even good evening, depending on the time zone that you are listening to us from. Welcome to Africa in Focus, and I'm your host, Julius Baluto. We are coming to you from the heart of London to wherever you are in the globe. And yes, only this comes to you on Colorful Radio. Welcome to the show. Today, we are privileged in our studios to host Claire.
Hello.
Aston. Welcome to the show, Claire.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here on a lovely warm day in London and to be in the Africa Centre, which is like a little experience as if you're popping into Africa.
It's amazing. Wait until you catch up with the food. Delicacies from Africa.
Excellent. You're making me hungry.
It's fantastic to have you. And of course, to our listeners, I don't want to spoil it for you. I just want you to give you the chance to introduce yourself to our listeners. And of course, this is by saying what you do and in a brief fashion as we explore further.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Julius. So my name's Claire, and I work for a global charity called Mercy Ships. And it has two amazing hospital ships that float and go around Africa, bringing hope and healing on board. We'll talk a little more about that in detail.
I quite like the name, Mercy.
Yes, it's ships. Very much, it does what it says, Mercy. It's a real idea of bringing hope and healing, and it's very exciting that our newest ship, which is called the Global Mercy, is newly arrived in Sierra Leone.
And it's been operational It's kicked off operations a week ago.
Yes, exactly. So the idea is that this amazing, really vast, imagine a few football pitches size of ship, and it is docked in Freetown, and we have an amazing number of volunteer surgeons, and it does two things. So it is able to provide safe surgery on board, so we have operating theatres on board, and also we are able in this new ship, which is in its first year of operations, we're able to train local surgeons in skills while they are there, and that means that when we move on to a different country, then the local healthcare system has new and updated skills that can continue once the ship has moved on.
Yeah, indeed. I know you pinpointed that, but probably our listeners are thinking these ships, like two of them, and one specifically for Africa. But I think in Africa, it's not just one country. How many countries are you operating in Africa?
Well, Africa is an amazing continent that I've had the privilege of visiting a few countries over the past few years. We are able to operate in one country at a time from the ship, obviously, because it is docked in a port. But we also have a number of different countries that we have ongoing work in. So Liberia and Togo and Benin, to name a few.
Yeah, and in terms of your operations, probably then you just want to explain to us how a Mercy ship will end up providing supportive healthcare to any country, because people think a few countries in Africa, not many actually, are landlocked. And then if they are landlocked, it means maybe some populations are not close to the seaside. But we know a ship has to dock on a port.
Yep, and a large port.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, let's just go step by step, because I don't want to lose our listeners to understand how does this work. And like, yes, say you docked in a port somewhere, but how do you begin to connect with the communities?
Yes, of course. That's a brilliant question, Julius. So imagine that you live in a village and you are quite near the port, but not too far, because actually we have done some research and a really high proportion of people throughout Africa live within 100 miles or so of the coast. And what we do is we very much work in partnership with the continent of Africa. So we only go if we are invited by the healthcare department. And so we plan a long time in advance, therefore. So back in May of this year, there was something called the Dakar Declaration, which was signed, and it was ministers of a number of different African countries coming together to commit to improving the healthcare systems of the continent. And Mercy ships had been involved in the planning of that declaration and being there together in Senegal. And so the Global Mercy, as it is in Sierra Leone at the moment, that is the culmination of a number of months of conversations and planning. And what we do is work with local radio stations, actually, they're really key, and local newspapers. And in the weeks and months running up to arrival, we advertise that we will be coming, and we say, do you have a family member who needs an operation and who is unable to actually have that? Because sadly, it's 9 out of 10 countries in sub-Saharan Africa still don't have enough places to go for safe surgery. So we do the advertising in advance, and then what we have are screening times. So we have a number of weeks just before the ship arrives, and then when the ship arrives, we run what we would call in the UK triage. So you arrive at hospital and then the expert nurses and doctors look at what you have come with as a problem, and then we work out whether we can help you on board, and then we plan for the dates of those surgeries to come. So it's very much in partnership with Africa, and there's a planning stage that happens.
I quite like that, because you just don't go and dock and begin to say, where are you?
Do we have anyone to help?
Anyone around?
No, it's very much long-term planning. Yes. So moment. You can imagine it's a big lot of planning and logistics.
It's
yes.
a moment you realize yeah. how big yeah. Africa can be.
Yes, it is a big, it's a big continent. The countries yeah. are large. Yeah. Wow. The travel can be hard. And actually, there yeah. are many stories yeah. of families who have yeah. maybe a little girl. So shall I talk a little bit about the types
yeah.
of surgery
we'll
that we do?
We'll come to that. We'll yeah. come to that. So definitely now, yeah, I understand how it works, and the engagement and also planning process and then engagement with the communities through the media, very key.
Yes.
Now, when you talk about the people who come to your ship, and of course I want to clear to our listeners, Mercy Ship is purely, if I understand correctly, that it's all purely about healthcare. It's not
yes.
nothing else, it's just healthcare.
That's correct.
So that we get it right. So in terms of the people who come, right, what kind of situations are they in, especially the prospective patients to or
yes,
patients to be?
Of course. So there are orthopedic cases, so bone specialist surgeons. That is a real area. So we have had stories of a little girl, perhaps, who was born with bowed legs. So you imagine they don't go straight down. They kind of bend out like bananas, and it's really hard to walk, and it's really hard, therefore, to just go about your day-to-day life. So the first little girl that was operated on the Global Mercy was a little girl, and her legs were bowed, and she was brought to the ship, and the orthopedic surgeons were able to straighten her legs so that then she can go to school and walk and run. So orthopedic cases are one of the main types of cases. But then also there are lots of people who come with tumours that grow, and that in a country where we have preventative healthcare, these would get spotted more quickly and taken out when they are small. But we do have people come with tumours, and they have been living with them for years, and perhaps they have grown so that the side of their face has now a large tumour and it's difficult to breathe. And that is a real area of expertise of our surgeons. And then the other area, which I always find really powerful to speak about, my husband and I are blessed to have two children, two boys, and I had two emergency cesareans. We live near a big hospital. It was not straightforward, but it was safe, and everybody was alive and well. We have real experts in fistula, which is something which can happen really easily if you are giving birth and you're a long way from a hospital, and you might really struggle, and you would be doubly incontinent afterwards sometimes. And the other aspect that is really moving about that kind of surgery is that we run something called hat ceremonies. So just to talk a little bit about that, we've got some lovely, wonderful stories of women who have sadly been ostracized by their community because they really suffer from being doubly incontinent, and they're not that pleasant to be around. And we have had them on the ship. And I talked about hope and healing. So the underlying values of our Mercy ships are about loving every single person that comes on, whether they have a tumour or whether their legs are not straight or whether they have been ostracised. Everyone is welcome. We have big welcomes. And then after the surgery has happened, then we have something called a hat ceremony where these women are given new clothes and a new hat, and they have dancing and
That's
singing
nice.
And celebration, and they are able to celebrate being welcomed back into their communities now that they are healed. Yeah.
I think that's very important, because most of the time what we know, some conditions people go through, some of them come with stigmas
yes.
and stuff and all that. And
yeah.
yes, I think from the point of the patient, they may begin to feel, wow, I'm different. I'm seen
yes.
as different. And
yeah.
if the situation is corrected, yeah, I agree with you. There should be a ceremony.
Yes, there's lots of, there's a surprising amount, a wonderful amount of laughter and celebration in our hospital ships. And that's partly down to our wonderful volunteers who come from 60 nations.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to also explore further, because our listeners may be thinking, is okay, all this work, but Who pays the doctors? Where do they come from? What about all these other people working with you? Where are they coming from, and how does it look like?
That's a brilliant question. So it looks like a very international community on our ships. So to take the Global Mercy in Sierra Leone, last time a previous ship of ours was there was in 2011. And what is lovely is that actually some people remember that and they have come to welcome the ship back in 2023. The volunteer surgeons, so the doctors, the nurses, the engineers to help the practical running of the ship, the teachers. So it's so big that we actually have a school. We call it an academy. Wow. So we have teachers, and all of those people have given up their time for free. So doctors quite often will come for a short period of time. So they will give up 2 weeks to a month or 6 weeks perhaps and come on the ship and operate there. So we have a lovely doctor, Rachel Buckingham. She is based in Oxford in England normally. She is an orthopaedic surgeon, and she is the lady who operated on our first patient on the Global Mercy with those bent legs. And what she says about coming onto the ship is that it's got really excellent facilities, because we have, thanks to actually some donors donated money to fund the building and construction and the setting up of the ship with the equipment. So that was fundraised for. But the surgeons give their time for free. And she loves seeing the transformation. It is so immediate and so transformative to the families as well.
This is Colourful Radio. Colourful Radio.
During life, your skin is subject to many conditions, leaving your skin rougher and tighter. We want to help. At DermaShack, our unique formula provides day-to-day moisture for all skin types. Our signature cream, Dermadew, is a cream that can be used for both specific areas of dry skin and as a daily moisturizer. So why don't you try our cream, Dermadew, an intense rehydration cream that leaves your skin like silk. Please go to our website, dermashack.co.uk, to see our skincare range and begin your journey into total moisturization. Dermadew, total body cream, complete moisturization.
Oh, that's amazing. People giving their time for a good cause. And wow. So then it must take a lot of coordination, because I'll just imagine that you deal with the doctors, not just one, because if they come my 2 weeks, another one maybe my 1 week. And is it the same with nurses and everyone
it's
else?
It's complex. Yes,
it's a complex operation.
It's a complicated operation. Yes, it is. So in the United Kingdom we have a really amazing number of volunteers from the National Health Service, and that is one of the things that Mercy Ships in the UK donates to the ship. We have teachers as well, but then we have people from the rest of the world who come around too. So actually what has happened, which is lovely, is that people from different African port cities where we have been previously, then perhaps even if it wasn't somebody who brought somebody from their family to be healed, but they saw the ship come and they heard stories and heard on the radio the transformation. Many of our volunteers come from different African countries that have seen the ship previously, and then people are inspired to come as a volunteer at a future date.
Oh, that's very useful. That's very useful. And you know, many countries in Africa, some of their health systems are still struggling. And I just wanted to, maybe you being there and your partnership with some countries probably, what kind of impact do you think your mission has had on those countries? Because some of the countries, their health system are not that great and still struggling.
No, very hard. Well, I think what is amazing is that by training healthcare professionals who are in those countries, the impact can be amazing. So we have a wonderful eye surgeon, Dr. Wodome, and he likes to say that when he trains one person, 300 lives are changed. And when we leave a country, we leave somebody who is able to do, in his case, more eye operations, and that means that people in the country are able to have that done. We are hoping that for the period of time that we're in Sierra Leone this time, then we will train 200 local healthcare professionals. So that will be a mixture of doctors and nurses. And then when we move on in 10 months' time, there will be 200 more medical professionals still living in Sierra Leone and able to continue that legacy once we've gone.
Okay. The Sierra Leone mission, of course, is going to be there for like how long, and is it just like a stopover, or is it
it's a long stopover of 10 months. 10 months. It'll be there for 10 months.
Wow,
yes,
that's so long enough.
It's long, yeah, it is. It's long enough to really continue the awareness so that more people can come, and sometimes people travel from a long way once word gets out, and it's long enough for us able to train those healthcare professionals that we talked about. Yeah.
And when you look into then the global setup, I've seen scanning across, I saw you have also other Mercy ships. There's one for Caribbean, others are for this country and then that country. I mean, how are the operations on those countries as well?
Yeah, good question. We have two. So Mercy Ships has the two ships. So we have the Africa Mercy and the Global Mercy. And the Africa Mercy is currently in Durban in South Africa in what we call dry dock. So it's not in the sea. Yeah. It is looked at and being refurbished. And then in early 2024, that will then go down the east coast of Africa to Madagascar. So it will be the first time that we have had the west coast and the east coast both being served by a ship at once, which is quite exciting. Was very exciting, actually.
Yeah. And then the global one, I wanted to maybe you can share with us the Caribbean, you know, engagement, because there's a bit of that, isn't it?
At the moment, it's in Sierra Leone, and we will look at where it will go after that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Great. So when you go to, perhaps before you go to any countries, then you're saying you work in partnership with, is it the health departments of the country, or is it private individuals?
No, it's the health department. So it's very much in collaboration with the health departments. Yeah.
Okay. Then many listeners, just like me, are wondering, okay, how did this all begin, and inspiration? What was the...
That's a great question. There was a man with a vision. There was a man with a vision. Yeah. So there's a wonderful founder called Don, and Don and his wife Dayon Stevens had a vision. They were actually working for a different charity at the time, and this is about 45 years ago that Mercy Ships was started. We are celebrating our 45th anniversary, and he had a vision. It was really straightforward. He had a vision for a ship that would go around offering hope and healing. So it's from a Christian foundation. It's he has this wonderful phrase, following in the footsteps of Jesus. It purely focuses on the medical side of things, as we've talked about, but it is from that value of wanting to be the hands and feet of Jesus, he says, and take healing to places where it's really hard to get the medical help. So that was 45 years ago. We've had, as you have looked on the website, a number of older ships throughout those 45 years. The Global Mercy is the first charity purpose-built hospital ships. So the previous ones were ships that we found and then we refurbished. This is the first one that has been built from scratch with the purpose of being both a hospital and a training centre. Yeah.
Oh, I quite like that. So probably then when you look into following the foot of Jesus, bringing healing. And now we understand, because at the end of the day, your approach, actually, you spoke about it earlier, that you allow people to come with all these conditions, and
yeah,
it doesn't matter. After they are helped, they go back to society, there is celebration. I think that is one, you know, amazing values of care.
Yes.
Yeah. And do you think maybe through what you have seen, maybe you've seen one patient being transformed and how they reacted? What about the community at large? How has it been received?
Yeah, great question. So with surprise and delight, I think, especially in the cases of those ladies we were talking about who had previously been pushed to the sides of their community physically, then to be welcomed back. And we had one lady actually who sadly her first husband had disowned her, which does happen sadly, and then she had found somebody who loved her and welcomed her and married her before she had healing. And then when they went back, the whole wider community was just excited and delighted, and especially also with the case of little children. So there's a lovely story of a mum whose little girl was burnt badly in an accidental fire. She was scalded by some boiling water. She was a toddler. You know what toddlers are like. They get in the way. She got in the way at the wrong time. The water got... Yeah. And so her arm was really bent badly, and she used to be laughed at school. Whereas now her arm is healed. The surgeons have done an amazing job. It looks normal.
Normal, yeah.
She can move it. She can throw a ball. She can write. She can go to school. And her mum just talks about the delight of being able to see her daughter at school playing with her friends.
Yeah, it's amazing to see that transformation, because it makes a difference. Because definitely, I would imagine if, because of some conditions, children find themselves in the, even get bullied in school.
Yes, yeah, really.
Society may look down upon them, and just to see that that's gone.
Yes.
They are back.
Yeah.
It's an amazing moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you look into, perhaps you talked about some 10 months in Sierra Leone. Are there other countries you are going to this year then in Africa, or is just Sierra Leone?
For the 2023, it will just be Sierra Leone, okay, because that's where the Global Mercy is. And then next year we will have Sierra Leone and Madagascar at the same time. Yeah.
Indeed, 2023 is almost gone. I don't want to be the spoiler, but the moment winter time comes, you don't even know how Christmas arrives.
No, that's true.
Yes, so 2023 is almost gone. So in terms of operations, like it's a global organization, but are you everywhere? Are you operational? Is mainly from the UK?
It is mainly from the UK. We have a few centres of excellence. So Don was from the States of America, the United States. So we have a number of people working on the shipping logistics who are based in the States. And I have a wonderful lady I work with who is responsible for working in partnership with big shipping companies. And they are going to volunteer their staff to work for us for particular periods of time when they are in between their commitments. Then we also have Switzerland, which is where some of our planning happens, because it's a good place to do lots of legal planning across Europe. And then also Rotterdam, which is where the Global Mercy was finished off and kitted out, and where it started its journey from.
Well, so then in terms of approach to the rest of the world from where you are, in terms of the volunteers, we spoke about volunteers. What comes first? Your journey, or you have them first?
That's a good question. No, the journey, it's a chicken and egg type of thing, as we say in England. Yeah. We have to do both things at once. So we are beginning, now that we have two ships, then we are starting to plan 12 to 18 months ahead, actually. And so that then we are able to start looking for crew and for volunteers, from around the world. And sometimes we are beginning to work in partnership with colleges where people are training, and they might want to come and use some of their time when they're training, particularly if you are training in seafaring in one of the maritime nations. Then if there are any colleges or people listening who might be linked with any, you know, young people training centres across Africa, then it would be worth having a look and seeing if it might be something that some of your students would be able to come and do for a period of time. We work with hospitals as well. It is it's a chicken and egg.
Indeed. That's why my question is a bit important, because of the, like, for example, if you're just a listener in Africa and you're in college, you're pursuing a doctor's career or medical career, whatever, and maybe you come across this, you hear this, and you're lost, you don't know. I would love to volunteer, but which way?
Yeah, good question.
And when?
Yeah.
And when?
And when? Mm-hmm. Yes. So, because we are based, I'm based in the United Kingdom, then our website, mercyships.org.uk, is a good place to look at, because we've got information on there about if you want to volunteer, and then we can follow up from there and put you in touch with the right person. We have a team who are based in the United States, and then we support them, who are able to look at the different roles that we need and highlight who we need at different periods in time. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, mercy ship. I'm just trying to talk, to engage more, explore further, because I want our listeners to understand. Because when you look into all these operations, you talked about operating rooms,
mm-hmm.
talked about that academy. But then one may ask, what about the volunteers? Where do they stay? Do they come each day and go back, or do you also have accommodation on board?
We do. We have accommodation on board. Yes. So we have two kinds of volunteers. So there will be those people who are living in Freetown, and they will be able to stay in their homes with their families and come on as day crew, just as if you were going to any other day job, with a slight twist that you're on a ship. But those who volunteer for periods of time, who come from different countries, then we have lots of cabins on board. So that is one of those logistics jobs that one of my colleagues has, working out who sleeps where. But you are able to, some of our volunteers who come for a long period of time, they obviously bring their families with them.
Oh.
So we have a couple of teachers, for example, who have come for a longer period of time, and they come with their spouse and their children. And so we have some accommodation that is big enough.
Okay.
It's basically like a little flat.
Wow.
So you have a few rooms, and you have your area, and then... Yeah. You have your privacy, and it's very much, it's a bit like living in a village, as in it's big, but sort of you're always with your community. So it's a really fabulous international village on board. Yeah.
Wow. Only that is floating.
It's floating. Yeah. It's true.
Floating village.
A floating village.
I would love to stay in such a village.
Yeah.
Whereby you can just be shaken and from underneath, but you listen to their birds twittering and chirping. And
yeah, we have some lovely stories of our volunteers. One of our surgeons started volunteering many years ago, and basically stayed for so long, he brought his whole family up on board, and then his daughter followed in his footsteps and also became a volunteer. Yeah.
This is Colourful Radio. Colourful Radio.
During life, your skin is subject to many conditions, leaving your skin rougher and tighter. We want to help. At DermaShack, our unique formula provides day-to-day moisture for all skin types. Our signature cream, DermaDew, is a cream that can be used for both specific areas of dry skin and as a daily moisturizer. So why don't you try our cream, DermaDew, an intense rehydration cream that leaves your skin like silk. Please go to our website, dermashack.co.uk, to see our skincare range and begin your journey into total moisturization. DermaDew, total body cream, complete moisturization.
But it's also possible just to go for 2 weeks. You don't have to commit your whole life if you're listening and you're wondering.
Yeah, but it's inspirational. And I guess that younger generation, they learn from it, and they are good values to pass on.
Yes, we hope so. I think, I know that all of the volunteers who have been come back really inspired. And there's a very strong sense of community among people who have served on the ships over previous years. They often stay in touch for many years and volunteer time after time. I think it's one of those experiences where, as one of our nurses says, you know, she thought, oh, I'll give a few weeks in between jobs, and she'd change one job, and she's still there 2 years later. It's just too exciting, because I think you get to experience the whole transformation of a family that is harder to experience if you're in a medical situation in this country, perhaps, because you're very much invested in the whole family.
But it's amazing experience, because I know in my I've not saved lives, maybe, but in my little corner, with a little help I've ever given to some people, and you see the reaction, you just see the appreciation, you see the transformation. I think you give your time thinking, let me have a try. But the moment you see the transformation and the impact of what you have done, it's like, I'll do more.
Yes, yes. That is what people say when they've been and they come back and they go again.
Yeah. Because I mentor. So when I started mentoring, I'm at City University, I'm a journalism student mentor. But when I started, I was like, it's just too busy. I'm too busy. You just
can't squeeze
I'm
it
too
in.
Busy. But let me have a go at one. And the moment I saw the things you had to work on and the transformation that came, up to today, 7 years after.
Can't stop. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah. No. We have a wonderful surgeon, yeah. Dr. Leo, and he works in one of the London hospitals when he's in London, and he has used all of his annual leave for many, many years to fly to wherever the ship is at the time and volunteer, because he just loves to share the hope. He loves to experience the transformation. And as you said, Julius, you actually often are therefore inspired yourself, because it's just a real transformation.
Yeah, it's important. So let's talk about the importance of the connections that you have. I know sometimes when you go, like I've just illustrated, you become alumni of a university, you're expected to give back and all that. But
yes,
the people you interact along all these missions, whether it's Africa, whether it's UK, we could call them your alumni.
Yes.
How important are those connections?
We do call them our alumni. Yeah, no, you're right. We do. We have a colleague of mine who looks after our alumni, and we keep in touch with them and we check how they are and encourage them to share their stories in their hospitals or churches or schools. And often, even if they don't go back to volunteer again on the ship, they are real ambassadors for us. So we have lots who are speakers, so they will go into schools and tell the story of Mercy Ships and encourage people to volunteer their time. And also, obviously, we're very grateful for any donations, because that goes towards keeping it possible to run the ship.
Expensive operation.
It's an expensive operation. Yeah, it is an expensive operation.
And it's all for good.
Yes. Yeah.
So donate.
Yes, yes, donated. Very much. Donations welcome on our website. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And people can connect to the website.
Yes, yeah.
That's brilliant. Are you connected to perhaps then in any churches, either in Africa or anywhere else as well?
That's a great question. We are connected with lots of churches throughout Africa, and we're also connected to lots of churches in the United Kingdom, and also community organisations and maritime organisations. And we also have centres of hope in Africa as well. So in countries where we have been before, then we have a centre of hope, which is somewhere where they are able to prepare you to return to your community. So you talked a little bit about what the response of the community is when you go back healed. We help people prepare for that, because obviously it can be a life-changing moment, and we think it is good to help people prepare for that. So we have people, psychologists and support workers, helping the families. You can stay in the support center as a whole family, so often there is more space there, and that's part of transitioning back into your community. Yeah.
I think that's very useful as well, because sometimes, even in good news, people can panic.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some people receiving good news, and you think people cry because they are sad. You see these people crying, and you're like, I can't believe it. Sometimes it can be overwhelming.
Yes, because especially if you've lived with a condition for a certain, you know, number of years, and you've got used to not being able to do things, then it can be a shock. So we very much make sure that people are ready to return to their community. So that's where the donations are obviously also helpful, because it helps to pay for the food and the support of those families when they've come off the ship, but they are still in the port area or nearby in the hope centres, and supported before they return to their communities.
And I guess because probably because of the nature of this floating village we talked about, it's not a permanent one. So when operations are done,
yes,
surgery, name it, I guess maybe you tell us, I guess they have to be there until they are totally healed before they leave.
Yes.
Because unlike an hospital, they can maybe going back.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yes, that's right. That's partly why we stay for so long, so that we make sure that we have time to do the initial assessment that we talked about, work out which families and patients we can help, and then stay for long enough to know that they are able to be supported by the local healthcare system. So yes, we do stay for long enough to make sure that happens.
And along the way, of course, many people will always see good things happening, challenging things being done. But they always say, when I grow up, I want to be like that. They don't see the challenges. So have you? Do you often come across some challenges?
Oh, there's lots of challenges. I mean, the world is a challenging place, isn't it? We obviously had the COVID pandemic, which was really challenging and meant that we couldn't do as many operations as normal. We sometimes have political situations that mean it is not safe to travel on and off the boat in a particular country if there's some unrest. We are fortunate that it is a ship, and so therefore you can
sail away.
Yeah, or just put up the gangway and stay there, but not be affected. There is, I think it's a challenge living in a community. Sometimes it's a challenge living in a village on land. Sometimes it's a challenge living on a ship. You have to work with each other. There are lots of different cultures that come together if you've got 60 nations living in a small place. That's why we work really hard to talk about the values of hope and healing, and actually to keep those core and really create a lovely community working together. So yeah, there are challenges, but overall it's a really hopeful
community. Seen, for example, those challenges right now, we're talking about these few countries in Africa. We've seen some coups going on and all that. So I'll guess, sometime is a no-go time. And you have to sail away.
Yes, I don't think we have actually recently had to sail away. It is more a case of...
No, I meant if it came to that.
Yes.
When you are going and it came to that, of course you wouldn't be able to engage.
No, you're right. If it's super dangerous and country is at war, then we wouldn't be able to go. We have people who are working in partnership with the continent of Africa. And I think what is lovely is that there are therefore relationships built up with all of the health ministries in the countries that we've been to and that we plan to go to. So it's very much a working partnership, and we do all we can to mitigate the
challenges.
Circumstances. Yeah.
This is Colourful Radio.
During life, your skin is subject to many conditions, leaving your skin rougher and tighter. We want to help. At DermaShack, our unique formula provides day-to-day moisture for all skin types. Our signature cream, Dermadew, is a cream that can be used for both specific areas of dry skin and as a daily moisturizer. So why don't you try our cream, Dermadew, an intense rehydration cream that leaves your skin like silk. Please go to our website, dermashack.co.uk, to see our skincare range and begin your journey into total moisturization. Dermadew, total body cream, complete moisturization.
But I like the fact that you build a community based on those universal values of care.
Yes, that's very much it. Yeah. And mercy is very much at the heart.
It's everyone understands it. I think anything alive will understand.
We hope so.
I've seen.
No, it is.
I mean, I'm from Kenya, so expertise in animals, we have lots of them. We divide the country half. So, and they're everywhere. Sometimes I have a lion for breakfast. But I've seen in a herd of buffaloes, or sometimes it could be elephants, when you see one of their own in distress, you see them stand in unity.
Yes.
Looking at the one in distress. So that's what I'm saying. Anything alive will understand the values of compassion, mercy, definitely. Because if animals can exhibit that,
yes,
how about ourselves as people, human beings, we are more alert than animals are.
Yeah.
So is I thought I emphasized that to just back up what you're saying, the fact that you can build a wonderful community on the values of mercy despite the cultural or subcultural differences.
Yes, that's very much our experience, and that is why it's a really wonderful global charity, with all the different nationalities coming together for hope and healing. It's as simple as that. Yeah.
Does language ever come across as a challenge?
Yes, we have lots of translators involved. We have many languages involved. Yeah. That's what's brilliant about working with day crew who live in the country that we are in. We have lots of French speakers currently, obviously. We are able to communicate a lot with children, even if you don't speak the same language, a lot through laughter and games. The nurses are really expertise in showing love and welcome, using fun games, using colour, using dance. And we find that even if the children are not able to speak directly with the nurses, firstly, we always make sure there's a translator so that they, as a family, are able to communicate. But also the real sense of community and love and welcome. It's amazing how much you can understand without language when it comes to understanding that you are welcome on board.
Yeah, it's true. You don't have to know any language to show you are happy. Just have to laugh a bit.
Yeah.
And everyone will understand.
Yes.
And when you cry, we know.
Yeah.
Is it that you are overwhelmed by something great happening in your life, or you are really sad?
But this idea that we have local surgeons watching the more experienced surgeons on board when we are there means that they are able to understand the language of medical expertise as well, actually. And so I think that's really important to get across, that there's some really high skilled volunteering.
Exactly. Especially the more complex areas where you have to communicate, isn't it?
Yeah.
And even the patient doesn't speak English or whatever. I think you're right. It's important to have translators around. It's important for them to know what's going on.
Yeah, we make sure that happens.
Yeah. So when you look into where you are right now, I mean, it's great, but perhaps when you look into a place like Africa is big. Do you think the Africa one ship is enough?
No, two ships is okay. Two ships is okay. We're very excited about being on the East Coast and the West Coast. We'd love to have even more ships. So we are always continuing Don's vision to look to have as many ships as possible in an ideal world. I mean, these are two fantastic ships that we've got, and we are able to help thousands of people and change thousands of lives. And so we're very grateful for that. But we'll always keep the vision of sharing our story, sharing the story of hope and healing, and the more people that become aware of us. If you happen to be in Freetown, go and have a look. You can't miss it. It's huge.
Definitely.
And we hope to be able to continue to grow.
And when you look into the the amount of people you've helped before, the people who have come through these particular Mercy Shiv experiences, do you remember perhaps just one story that stands out? Someone who came and, you know, it was a biggie one, you know, that stands out.
It's really hard to choose one, Julius. We have got one that we're saving for the Christmas appeal, so keep a listen out for that nearer the time. But then one from the summer is Gamai, actually, the little girl who was burnt, because it sounds a really simple thing that could happen and you can just imagine it happening. But actually to see her mum go from being really sad about her daughter couldn't join in and she wasn't able to be part of the community, to then a real sense of delight and transformation, just goes to show how a simple operation can really transform a whole family's experience, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, because whatever people go through, sometimes they say, you're the one who is on fire burning. but your relatives,
yes,
feel the heat more.
Yeah, yeah. And I think anyone who's listening who, well, I was going to say who is a parent, but I think anyone who's got a family member of any sort who is injured knows that even though it's not you yourself that's suffering, then you feel their pain on their behalf, and you feel their ostracization, perhaps, if it is something that is preventing them from joining in with everyday activities that we can take for granted. So to be able to take a whole family, and you can see the weight lift on their mum's on her shoulders. She kind of came on looking sad and with her shoulders bowed, and then left the ship with big smiles, dancing, singing. Wow. Back to that dancing, singing. That's what is it's a really lovely, colourful, noisy, celebratory moment when we kind of clap everybody off the ship once they are healed. Yeah.
No, it's worth every penny in terms of clapping and everything. Yeah. Even if you have to buy many sodas for so many people can have so many rounds. Yeah. It's time to celebrate.
Yeah.
It's a life journey, and sometimes, especially when you're a child and you are like there on the horns of dilemma, you never called what happened to you, but now the community tends to look either down upon you, some can bully you,
yeah,
just because of the where you are. I just cannot imagine how such a person will feel when all that weight is lifted off their shoulders.
Much lighter and delighted and able to look ahead to the future with a real sense of hope. Yeah.
And I've also met a lot of, talked to youths, especially youths, and I always find how sensitive they are when they're in a situation, mm-hmm, especially an unpleasant one.
Mm.
And most of the time, I can just imagine in Africa, probably, you're just there and there's no sign of any hope. There's no sign that you'll ever come out of that fix. So probably what you do as mercy ships, I think, is really useful and worth support from everybody, basically, because, hospitals are there, but they're not enough for everyone.
No. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to explain a little bit more about what Mercy Ships is and the way that we hope to transform lives. I'd love to hear more from listeners around the world. If they are in Sierra Leone, look out for us. If you're elsewhere, then have a look on the website. And thank you.
I now know they know Mercy Ship. If they don't, I'll remind them. Mercy Ship. I'll remind them. Go to the website.
Please do. That'd be great. Yeah, lovely.
Let's get working. Let's be compassionate practically. Not just by saying, is it?
No, practically.
Yeah, practically, yeah. No, it's been a pleasure hosting you. And keep doing the great work. Kicking off of the operations in Sierra Leone a week ago, yeah? So probably then we'll still catch up. It's not over.
Still more to say, I'm sure. So maybe we'll come back when we've got some stories of people who've been able to be healed in Sierra Leone.
Make sure you save all the best ones.
I will. Thank you.
For Colourful Radio.
For Colourful Radio. Thank you.
Africa in Focus.
Make me swim. Make me harder, make me lose my breath, make me water, make me swim, make me harder, make me lose my breath, make me water.
Normally, I could keep my cool, but tonight I'm whining. I'm a bee in a dangerous mood, can you match my timing? Telling me that you really about it, why you hiding? Talk is cheap, so show me that you understand. I like it. Can you blow my mind?
make me harder, make me lose my breath, make me water.
Looking at the correction, I'm my OG, don't forget. Boy, wonder. Shall we what if you love it? I'm all on my mid if you collect. Right now, we're chilling with the brunette. And we are driving the Corvette. What she's doing, no comment. There is nothing similar to this one. My ties, they part. And my girls, they spark. And I get like two, baby, way up. I can't be like pass. You're lucky I like you. I'm a lucky I like you. Correct, make it boom, make it forget. You can never mess around with my connect. Oh, as you see me, I'm correct. Everything I do, I'm correct. So you know if to forget.